Now what? Raise money. That's what these three women are out to do. Bridget Gaynor is a Democratic Cook County commissioner.
If women are going to be taken seriously in politics, they need to not just build their street power and their voting power, they need to build their financial power.
So Gaynor recently created a group called Cause the Effect Chicago PAC. It's one of three new political action committees, known as PACs, that are meant to help women on the left. There are many reasons to think this may be a moment in time for women to build up their influence and change the political culture in Illinois. An open letter recently detailed a pervasive culture of sexual harassment against women in Illinois politics. Several women in leadership at the State House in Springfield are leaving, and no women ran for the Democratic Party's nomination for Illinois governor, though State Representative Jeannie Ives is now running for the Republican nomination against Governor Bruce Rauner. So, is this a unique time?
For most women, this isn't a moment. This is a lived daily experience for a lot of us.
Democratic fundraiser Abby Irwin named her committee Madam Governor PAC because Madam Governor is a title that's never been used in Illinois. Several women have won statewide, but no woman has ever won the governor's office here. Irwin hasn't raised money yet, but her plan is long term, to support a Democratic woman who eventually decides to run for Illinois governor later on, even if it's not for another 4 or 8 years. Contrast that with Bridget Gaynor's Cause the Effect Chicago PAC. She wants it to be a force in next year's election. Gaynor, who's also considering a run for Chicago mayor, says her PAC raised more than $9,000 in one night on the anniversary of Donald Trump's election.
The PAC is going to be focused solely on local candidates because for me, when I look at where our rights that we really care about are changing, it's not at the federal level.
Gaynor says she wants to use the money to support candidates for the Cook County Board and the state legislature. Meantime, another woman has been getting some of the men running for Illinois governor to talk about something that's not traditionally part of candidates' platforms, sexual harassment.
Hi, thanks everyone so much for being here.
Liz Kurgis chairs another PAC called She Votes Illinois. And last month, she moderated a forum with five of the Democratic candidates for governor. It was just after the publication of that open letter about sexual harassment in Springfield, and the questions knocked some of the candidates off their usual talking points.
We need to say loudly, I believe you.
Only one way to cure it, and that's to put people who are women in power.
We all need to tell the truth and say that we've not done enough. I have not done enough.
Kurgis raised $3,000 to put on the forum in a packed conference room at the University of Illinois at Chicago. And she says now that it's over, she wants to use She Votes Illinois as a way to motivate women to vote in the March primary and to advocate for broadening Illinois' legal definition of rape.
I think we asked questions and wrote our questions in a way that really helped enlighten the candidates on stage about what's really important to us.
Abby Irwin, who hopes to elect a woman to be Illinois governor one day, hopes these questions about a culture of sexual harassment don't even have to be asked in the future.
Getting more women to run for office is important, but I think, especially with the conversations in Illinois, having women in leadership is important too, because I think a lot of these conversations wouldn't even be questions if women were in office.
And the way to guarantee that happens, all three women say, is to make sure the money is there to support the women who run. I'm Tony Arnold.